This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's a new number. You should record that in whatever way you want. At some point you're going to want to call Free Talk Live.
Hopefully.
If you've been listening, you're going to want to call. And, you don't want to be fumbling around waiting for me to give the number. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Aria.
We're going to the Declaration of Independence.
Before we get back into that, would you like to hear the seven tenets of the Satanic Temple?
Oh, I can't wait.
I keep forgetting about them.
Wish I could.
You'll like them. One, one should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason.
That sounds great.
Two, the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Yes.
Three, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone.
Okay.
Four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego one's own.
Sounds like the non-aggression principle with a lot, bunch of flowery language, all right?
Five, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
It's hard these days, scientific facts, being in short supply.
Six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do one's best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused.
This is the definition of integrity.
Seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
And we need to call this set of beliefs Satanism. Why?
Because that's what it is. Those are the tenets of Satanism.
It's just not.
But they literally are.
Yeah, it's not. So,
adversarialism against the enemy. What is the enemy of the day? What is the god of the day?
Ignorance.
The state.
Violence. Okay.
The state. So, if you're an adversary of the god of the day, adversary is simply what Satan means. So it's adversarialism against gods, and the god of the day is the state.
Yeah, so words should have meanings in the way that they're spoken. They should immediately mean something in the way they're spoken, right? Like, I should be able to communicate to somebody quickly and easily that I, what it is that I stand for or whatever. And the term Satanism is, in fact, the opposite of that. It's an obfuscation. It's one of the reasons I don't use the term anarchist, because anarchist to a person who has never heard the term. Now, do I believe that a top-down hierarchical state like the involuntary governments that we've had for the course of 9,000 years is the way to run things? No. But the term anarchist, which many libertarians have adopted, and I believe you're one of them.
I am.
Yeah.
I've also taken on the moniker of Satanist.
Right, so Satanist, and which, in fact, you don't believe in Satan, right?
I believe in being an enemy of the god of the day.
Do you believe in a an adversarial cognating force that is opposite of God, which is also a cognating force?
No.
No, so you're just an atheist that likes to wear black clothes. All right.
I'm a Satanist, Mark.
Fine. Yeah, Aria, I'll use whatever pronouns you want me to use. I'm just not going to do this whole I'm a Satanist game.
I just taught you what Satanism means and what it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. It's not good enough for me. You can't.
The definition of the word doesn't matter to you. Got it.
Yeah, you can't put a tutu on a dog and call it a ballerina, okay? It's just not the way it
goes.
You can,
but that doesn't make it a ballerina. So, however, Satanist
what
has
you read
a clear
off,
definition and a clear set of seven tenets, as I just read off to you.
What you read off there were the great tenets for living your life as a humanist, whatever, right?
Right.
And humanist, at the very least, they've never pretended to be anything but, wait for it, atheists, right? So, I can live with the term humanist.
I have issue with humanists, though.
Okay.
It's speciesist. I mean, that's why I like Satanism better. You know, it respects other animals. Humanism puts humans first, and I'm not a fan of that. Well, I understand why a human would do that.
We're on top.
Are we?
In most circumstances, if we decide to array ourselves against the great white sharks, we do win.
The Australian government got defeated by emus in a war against them.
Yeah, it's a fun read.
And I mean, humans are also kind of destroying their own environment. In the long run, humans aren't on top. We're enjoying our little brief period of being on top.
The Anthropocene.
The what?
Anthropocene. That's the period of time in which men rule.
Yeah, sure. We're enjoying that right now. But between destroying our own environment, just generally being stupid, having nuclear weapons, not immediately going, okay, this is a bad idea that we should never, ever, ever, ever explore again. AI, the Internet of Things. Humans are a ticking time bomb of self-destruction.
It's not that I don't agree that nuclear weapons are a bad idea, that we shouldn't have them. But the problem is, it's the same way that any weapon
Peddler's
is a bad
box.
Idea. And you shouldn't have it.
Nuclear weapons are on a different scale, though.
They sure are.
But, you know, it is true that it is Pandora's box, and even if we can't uninvent them.
Yeah. Nuclear weapons are the RPG of these giant state organizations, you know?
But unfortunately, we're such a short-sighted and ignorant and stupid species that we did invent the nuclear weapon.
Well, nothing. The nuclear weapon was going to get invented, whether it was invented by the people.
Not
who
if we weren't psychotic murdering apes that couldn't just talk things out.
Well, let's hope that we can start talking them out. The number 603-283-6160. How do you like that? Going back to the Declaration of Independence here for our inauguration evening show. What we're trying to do is apply the grievances of the Declaration of Independence to modern day life. And so in this case, it says he over and over again, referring to the King of England at the time. But we're applying it to the United States federal government and or state and local governments, depending. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
Now, okay, so basically representatives were like, hey, no, you can't do this, and he just dissolved their house.
Right, let's see. You know. And this was the taxation without representation thing that they were all going on. We're not getting sufficient representation. And I think that it's a fair estimation.
Well, we're still not.
What I'll say is regarding this is that we have these groups, as we call them, towns, cities, counties, whatever. So if you decide that you want to rule, you and the people in your neighborhood decide you want to rule yourself, your county is not going to take it very well.
No, they're not.
And your state isn't going to take it very well. You're very unlikely to be able to sort of section off. This used to happen more in the past than it does now. So I can see there's towns incorporated in New Hampshire, 17 prior to the Revolutionary War and into the 1800s, sometimes 1900s. But now, the likelihood of you getting a new town, very, very unlikely.
I've never given that any thought. Really? Yeah, I guess you're correct.
Yep. He has refused for a long time. After such dissolutions, I presume of the houses of representative houses, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned the people at large for their exercise. The people, the state, remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convolutions from within. Sounds like basically he's appointing governors and then they're not showing up and these sorts of things that, you know, we are at the mercies of anarchy. It was the claim here.
Okay.
And people who want to invade us, probably the French and the Indians. He has endeavored to prevent the population. We're talking about what's going on here. Does the government leave us unprotected? It does all the time.
I don't know that we're at risk of being invaded by anyone or attacked by anyone except
crime?
The government.
Crime happens all the time, and then the state says to you, they have no obligation to protect.
Ah, good point.
So,
which they have said, and the Supreme Court has upheld repeatedly, the police have absolutely no obligation to protect you or to stop a crime being committed against you.
You have an obligation to pay for the security force known as cops, but they have no obligation to protect you. Many of them will, but they don't have an obligation. You can't hold them responsible. It's not like a security company you paid. Don't believe me? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. This live edition. You can call in 603-283-6160. We're going through the Declaration of Independence here. That's our celebration of the inauguration of hail to the new chief, same as the old chief. But I think it's worth going through, because at this point we've gone through, and nearly every one of the grievances that's in the Declaration of Independence, and that's what it is, a little grievance paper by Thomas Jefferson.
And we found examples that are identical here in the United States today.
Yeah, we keep on coming up with them. And my contention would be that we just don't have what that generation had, whatever it was. You know, I don't know.
Well, we have this entire religion woven around the state apparatus and democracy, and we are the government.
They called it the Church of Democracy today on NPR. They called it a religion. They called it ritual. They called all of this stuff, but they did it in a positive manner. I couldn't believe it. But
well,
it
is absolutely a religion. It has all of the trappings.
It functions very similarly, and you know, I'd be interested in. I'd say there's more similarities, significantly more similarities between sort of this state worship crap that we just saw today and religion than there are distinctions.
I would agree entirely. Did you see the picture of the people carrying out the elector ballots in their little Ark of the Covenant march?
No, that's wonderful.
Solemn robes, and you could just see how honored they must have felt to be carrying the great votes of the electors. The only ceremony that's more religious than that is the nominating of the Pope thing that they do. It was overtly, disgustingly religious. And most Americans would look at that and they would feel that same sense of pride and wonder of, wow, those are the great electors.
Well, those people should be able to have the government that they want. That's what freedom means.
Sure. But I should be free to not have that government.
The thing about, like, somehow people love to hear that they can have the government they want. You should have the government you want. You like America, you should have it. But here's my question. Why can't I buy, say, 100 acres, plant my flag, call myself a king, and, or, you know, whatever. I could have a democratic government. I don't care what kind of government I have. I have, you know, a completely different kind of government we've never seen before. Whatever. It doesn't make the least bit of difference. Why can't I do that? In a free, I'm stressing that term, country, where they fought and died for your freedoms, you are not free to not pay these people the money that they demand from you. What is distinctive between that, you know, the big gathering that we had there today and the nomination process for their leader at the Thieves' Den? I don't see one.
I don't either.
And, you know, Thomas Jefferson likely wouldn't have seen it either by the readings of these things. Anyway, I'd like to hear him. Jefferson could call in if he'd like.
It certainly takes a lot to pierce through that veil of the state religion's brainwash.
I understand that. And again, that person, whomever they are, can have all the government they want. They can go have twice as much government as far as I'm concerned. The question is, why can't I buy a piece of land?
I understand the question.
And start my own country.
The same reason that the Christians wouldn't just sit by while paganism existed. Religions don't like other competing religious beliefs.
By the way, the same reason the paganism wouldn't sit by while Christians existed too. You know, 'cause these things, this is what I'm trying to show, is the cyclical nature of belief systems. First, you're absolutely the outsider. Secondly, there's a chance that you're going to make it. Third, you get there. And then fourth, time to do the same thing to everybody else.
Yep.
Start it all over again. He, referring to, in this case, the federal government, because we're, or federal, state, and local governments, because we're changing that for the king, has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. So basically saying, hey, we want more people to come here and work and farm and have our stuff, and you won't let them in. Why?
That's identical to what's going on today. Beyond that, the federal government isn't even supposed to be regulating immigration. It's supposed to be the states regulating it, and they don't have any authority whatsoever to, because the king, the federal government, has taken that away from them.
Yes.
Made it impossible to acquire land and start a new township, as you pointed out, because if it's not owned by a private person, it's owned by the federal government. Every acre of land on this continent is owned by a government or a private individual.
Right. So naturalization at the time, sort of what it meant was the ability to become, how the process into which one becomes the, you know, able to vote and come here and all those sorts of things. But the federal government is not actually given the power of immigration. The founding fathers did not imagine putting troops on the border to prevent people from coming in, you know, if it wasn't a war or something like that. So I can, it's probably the least clear violation of the Constitution, though, I would say that much. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. We have, and by the way, I haven't read through these ahead of time. It's been some time since I've read the Declaration of Independence, so I'm coming off the top of my head with current violations of this. We have a right to a speedy trial in this country. How quickly can you expect a trial?
Well, you have the right to a speedy trial, but you have to request it.
No,
and even then,
you won't get it.
No, even then, your speedy trial is going to take a year.
Right. That's not a speedy trial.
It is not.
Not by anybody's definition of what a speedy trial is. Speedy trials don't exist anymore, and here's the reason. We don't have enough judges, or we have too many laws.
Both of those statements are true?
Yeah, I think that we have enough judges, but I think that the judges should be handling far fewer things. We have too many laws, too many things are illegal, and frankly, what's the point of having a court system for civil law anyway? This is something that can be handled through arbitration in the vast majority of cases. We don't need civil law.
What do you mean by civil law?
Laws where you can't go to jail.
Okay.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. Do you feel like when you go see a judge that they're impartial between you and the judiciary, you and the executive?
No, of course not.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
They're in bed with the police and the DA.
One moment I had in a speeding ticket trial for this purpose.
Obviously.
Was so that I could show the collusion between the judiciary and the executive. And I, you know, first asked the question. You have to put them on the stand. So the judge I couldn't put on the stand, so I put the cop on the stand. Would you have me believe today that somehow we are considered equals before this court? And he said, absolutely. And I said, when I came in here today, they took my pocket knife from me. Is that a gun in your hip? And he didn't know what to say, because the judiciary has assented in so many ways to collude with the executive that we don't even recognize it anymore. That guy could pull that gun out of his holster and shoot anybody in that room. And, you know, they didn't do anything about it, but he took a pocket knife from me that wouldn't harm anybody.
Yeah, good point.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has confirmed the first of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence. She becomes the first woman to hold that position that was created following the attacks on September 11th. Haynes was approved by an 84-10 vote. New White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her first press briefing Wednesday evening, taking questions from reporters. She said President Biden will put his words about unity into action.
He said today in his speech, the biggest platform most presidents have through the course of their presidency, that he will govern for all Americans. And, you know, that, of course, has to be backed up by actions, as you conveyed. But he's going to venture to do that in every policy he pursues, every engagement he has, because he feels if we can come together, we'll be a stronger country.
This is USA Radio News. Following the inauguration ceremony, former Vice President Mike Pence headed home to Indiana. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former vice president reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Amazon has sent a letter to the White House offering to help with vaccine distribution. Amazon CEO Dave Clark said the company is prepared to leverage their operations, technology, and expertise to help achieve President Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his term. There has been, so far, no response from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Smart of you.
And are you?
Going through the Declaration of Independence here, listing off Thomas Jefferson's grievances, and basically what we found so far is that there's almost always a parallel within today's modern society. So whatever the grievances are, we got them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just how governments are. I imagine that they aggress against their people in the same way over time.
I want to thank Gnostic Algonquin, which I presume picked those words to just see whether I can pronounce them or not. He's a What do you do? He is. If you don't know the gender, you go with
he or she.
Yeah, he or she. That's another one.
Yeah,
it's a lot more syllables. Going from one syllable to three.
It's two more syllables, yes.
Yeah, two more syllables.
But you don't triple. Know that this is a he.
It's triple the syllables. 300% of the syllables. Three times the syllables, Aria. Gnostic Algonquin is a gold amplifier. You, too, can be an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's what we, you know, this is how we do it, right? We are the street preachers for liberty. We go out there and preach these ideas that you would like to see spread, and we can spread them farther and wider with your help. Really, getting on more stations and having more downloads is only a matter of money. Gnostic Algonquin, thank you. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I didn't hear your first hour. I've heard the last two, these two.
So and you're doing grievances now, so I would presume that in the first hour you addressed the principles laid out in the declaration. And so in those principles that you likely discussed, what did you conclude based on the principles presented by the people that wrote that document and the principles that you currently hold as compared to how our current government is acting in respect to those principles?
I'd say that the current government doesn't pay much mind to the notions of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, man's freedom, their ability to alter or abolish the state if it becomes destructive of their rights. Basically, that we traded one ruler 5,000 miles away for 5,000 rulers right here.
Right. And let me, did you address the concept, or at least it's my hypothesis, I'm assuming that others have this, have the same hypothesis, I'm not alone, that moment one after the inception of the nation under these principles, that conditions were not the same as they are now, to mean that they were not nearly oppressed then as we are now. It's not like they traded one oppressive government for an immediately fully
oppressive,
oppressive different government. Have you addressed that concept?
I haven't spent a lot of time with it, but I think it's a true statement. I'm willing to concede it. That
the government is more tyrannical now than it was in 1789?
Yeah, but I think that sure. The government would have been, you know, that the British government... Well, in fact, we can look at how free the United States would be in the absence of, you know, a revolution, or at least get some reasonable analog to it. We call it Canada. Canada is what happens when you don't fight a bloody revolution against the British state, because it's
right.
Basically geographically the same, and at the time it was demographically the same. Basically everything's the same except, you know, above this line they didn't secede, below this line they did.
Right, and that's that. How about the difference back then, as compared to now, where you're commenting on how you see it now? How was it, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, in those respects?
I think it depends on what your station was in life. So I would say that women probably didn't feel as free because they couldn't vote. I have some arguments against the whole women's suffrage, but I don't think that it's worth an argument worth having, frankly.
Good choice.
Yeah, it's just not. There's no point to it. Well, here's my argument. That, just very quickly, I don't need to hear a rebuttal. You can just hear it.
Okay.
The argument is that currently most households, it's two votes in the same direction, if they have any sense at the very least. If it's not, it's a vote in either direction. They cancel themselves out. They might as well have stayed home. So adding
additional
vote.
What about unmarried women?
What's that?
What about unmarried women?
There weren't that many.
But there are now.
At the time of suffrage. Well, fine. I mean, you know, I get it. I understand why they would care. But I'm saying that as a percentage of the population, unmarried women, it was at the time quite small. Today, higher, but... You know, so whatever. It's not like your vote matters anyway. I don't care if you're an unmarried woman or not. I've voted in plenty of elections, and I rarely get what I'm looking for.
Okay, and so that was briefly on that question. How about on the question of to what do you attribute the drift from, we'll just call it relative freedom, to what we have now, which are what I would call significantly less than relative freedom?
I'd say it's people's desire for safety, you know, the democratic process and people's desire for safety.
Okay, so you're not going to entertain the you're talking about people's desire for relative or for safety or the illusion of it. What about the outside forces that might be trying to convince the people that they want and will receive additional safety than the nefarious powers that have an interest in since we don't have a king here, that leaves a vacuum for me to try to slip in and become a de facto king. What about those nefarious forces?
Yeah, I think that that's true, right? Like the state's nature is to grow and find more things to do. And the longer a state is around, the more things that it will find to do over time. Nobody wants the unrest, the lack of stability that comes with the time and energy it takes to destroy a state, an organization that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. It's very difficult these days to do such a thing. So they just kind of live, as it said here in the Declaration of Independence, suffer the evil while it is sufferable.
Right. Okay. So the intrinsic a propensity for a state to become more and more controlling and overbearing, being one thing. Set that aside for a minute. What about the issue that I brought up as to the generally unseen forces, because they don't want you to know that they exist, that manipulate openly or behind the scenes and openly by using proxies, because they don't want their true identity to be known. Because they want to sneak up on you and take control. What about the nefarious powers, or as compared to?
Why don't you go ahead and tell me?
Answer because I don't have any idea what in the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, why don't you tell me what the nefarious powers are? I have 1 minute here, rather than having me guess whether it's ghosts that make my car move forward or the combustion engine. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, prior to the American Revolution, there was a group of wealthy people. And this is just obvious. It's on its face. There were kings and queens all over Europe, and Europe then colonized the rest of the world because they had some technology the rest of the world didn't, and they basically controlled the whole world until we came along and ruined that for them by having a revolution in the United States. And ever since then, they have been, as I see it, trying to control the whole world again, and those people would be the nefarious powers.
Okay, I mean, you know, the UN seems to be well populated with people from not the United States, but, you know, it's a theory. I'll have you can support it some other time. Thank you for the call. The number, 855-450-373, I'm giving this the darn toll-free number, 603-283, I almost made
only
it the whole show.
Tonight, yeah.
603-283-6160, thank you for the call, David, 603-283-6160.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Going through the Declaration of Independence here, and the Thomas Jefferson's grievances against the king, comparing them to modern-day grievances, and our thoughts as to whether or not they exist. Basically wondering whether or not there... What would the founders say about the nation that we have today? Because...
It's a good question.
On, you know, there's the argument that, hey, we're being ruled from afar, and as long as you have whatever tyranny that was present from afar, it's acceptable as long as it's near. There's this logical fallacy that has to do with sort of where you're from, you know. Here in the Free State Project, as somebody who's lived in the state since 2006, going on, what, 14 years, 15 years now? Every once in a while, I'll run into somebody as, oh, yeah, you're not a local, but you came here to tell us what to do. Thanks a lot. And I know what that's...
I came here to leave you the hell alone.
Yeah, well, you can make the argument for the Free State Project if you wish. I think that...
I do not wish to.
At its core, it is a project to change the state of New Hampshire. And, some people in New Hampshire would like that, but most people don't like the idea of outsiders coming in and telling them how to do things, whether they agree with the outsiders or not. And I can tell you as a Floridian, I wish all Yankees would have gone home. One of the reasons I left was because you came in and voted the way you voted. So, anyway, going on with these complaints for quartering large bodies of troops, armed troops among us. Aria, does the current governmental system quarter large groups of troops among us?
Yes, but it does it in a way that we don't recognize.
How so?
The land that you own is yours from the center of the earth to the upper layers of the atmosphere.
All right.
And the military regularly flies planes through what is 100% legally your airspace.
I would say that police did not exist at the time of the writing of the Declaration of Independence. They didn't know what a police officer was. First police officer was in London in 1850. So a full 75 years after this. That
the sheriffs didn't have the same sort of powers and control over a given area that
well, because they were elected.
Modern police do, even if they were appointed. They just didn't have, you know, people weren't used to seeing a governmental agent on a regular basis. And
how nice that must have been.
This, so I would say that, in fact, we have among us troops all the time. We just don't call them troops. They're inward-facing troops, not outward-facing troops. For protecting them, the troops, by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Oh, you're saying today that if a police that police officers aren't held to the same level of justice that you and I are?
I am exactly saying that.
Yeah. For cutting off...
And I don't think anyone would seriously try to make the argument otherwise.
For cutting off our trade, I've heard police officers say that they are, in fact, the law is enforced upon them more stringently, not less.
I don't know how they come to that bizarre conclusion.
Because everybody wants to be the underdog. That's why. Why?
But they're literally...
It's possible to be on somebody's neck, preventing them from breathing, and still think you're the underdog. Because that's how humans are.
Fair.
For cutting
They're
off
wrong.
Our, right. The Yankees fans think they're the underdogs. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, does the federal government currently tell you with whom you can trade and with whom you can't?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons we love Bitcoin.
For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
That's very familiar.
It's like the definition of tax. For depriving us of many, in many
voluntary,
cases, voluntary,
it would be a donation for sure.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. I don't think we're we're deprived of this too often, but juries then were significantly more skeptical of charges that were brought before them than they are today. Basically, yeah. They're rubber stamps for prosecution at this point.
Sadly, that does seem to be the case.
For transporting us beyond...
And they won't allow us to teach them to reach out to jurors often about jury nullification.
Yeah, in a lot of different states. But here in New Hampshire, we can reach out to them about jury nullification, and it still doesn't matter most of the time.
Yeah. Maybe it would matter, though, if we could, you know, talk about it more.
Right. I mean, you can carry on your back a katana around New Hampshire, but most people don't. Why? Because it's not socially acceptable to do so. So they're not going to go into a jury with 14 people, two alternates, and say, well, I'm here to stand up for the right to you know, nullification. It's just not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like walking into a grocery store without a mask on.
But they're not going to let me on a jury.
It takes a certain type of person to walk into the grocery store right now without a mask on.
Yeah.
You know, if a bunch of people did it, then lots of people would do it. But, you know, whatever. Just giving an example here. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretend offenses. I don't know. I mean, you know, mostly you can get a trial where you live, but you're incarcerated way far away. If you get a federal charge and you live in, pick your state, Maine, Florida, Washington, California, you're highly unlikely to end up in that same state. And your parents, if they want to come visit, your people, if they want to come visit you, whomever they might be, it's plane rides to get there. And it could
be stupid and barbaric.
Yeah.
They might as well be kept in prison across an ocean.
Yeah. For abolishing the free system of English laws in neighboring provinces. That doesn't sound like anything worth reading. I'm trying to go through them here and find the good ones. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. So that's one of the definition of a citizen is a person who trades a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection. The government says that it does not have the United States Supreme Court has said multiple times that they don't. There's no obligation to protect.
Yes.
That they don't have to protect you. So.
So what is,
has the government declared you out of their protection?
Yes.
All right. If you think of things like the war on drugs and, you know, these sorts of things, are they waging war against us?
Yes.
All right. Well, I got that one.
In mass, they are waging war against us.
has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. I don't see a lot of towns burning, but I've seen a lot of people had their lives destroyed by the state for, you know, and no one seems to be able to do anything about it. One of the nice things about working for the government is throwing up your hands and saying, hey, I think it's wrong, but I don't know what to do about it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not my fault. And it's just like, it just moves forward. Like, those 12 people in the jury, they don't think of themselves as responsible for the injustices done by the judicial system, but they had an opportunity to do something about it. People who work for the state, actually, I think that the state is probably more, and I'm talking about counties and cities and all that stuff, it's more immune to somebody doing something about it even than a jury trial. You know, I mean, if you're a mid-level bureaucrat working in the planning department or something of your local county, what are you going to do about zoning laws? Nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't vote on them. You didn't put them in place, you know?
And you can't change them.
Right. Sorry, your elevation's not right. The pitch of your property's too high, you know, whatever.
I guess you could choose to not enforce them.
You can, but I mean, it's going to get back at some point. It's not like if you stamp something, in many cases, you aren't the only thing in between this person and getting done what they want to get done.
Yeah, good point.
And if you don't do it, it's like they come back and they say, Aria, I'm looking at this piece of paper here, and it looks like you didn't tell these people no that they couldn't do this.
Shocking.
You know they couldn't do this. We can't have this kind of thing. This is an absolute violation of our zoning laws here. And, you know, the boss is going to come have a chit-chat with you, and then you do it again and do it again and do it again. And pretty soon you just look incompetent. Not freedom-oriented, just, you know, you could say, Mr. Smithers, you're an a-hole for enforcing all this crap.
That is what I would say, but that's why I would never be in that job in the first place, because they would never hire me.
Yeah. The government has incited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless savages, says Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Do you think the government uses identity politics to turn groups of people against each other?
Do I think that? I think they use everything they can to drive a wedge between people.
Yeah, whatever the groups are. I mean, but today it seems to be all about identities, whatever those are. You know,
sure.
I don't want it to be, but it is.
Well, it's an easy wedge to drive between people.
Yeah. You find out more at freetalklive.com. Go to social.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.